If you listen to us a lot, you know NPR brings a diverse group of voices to our airwaves, but young people are one group we don't get to hear from that often. This year, we asked students to change that with our Student Podcast Challenge. We received over 2,400 entries from students across the country who jammed creativity, innovation, and emotion into just 8 minutes. The finalists' entries range from musicians making it big on TikTok to language barriers in immigrant communities. NPR's Ida Uzunlar listened to hundreds of these podcasts and brings us a few of the very best.
Could you define hate for us? Is war ever necessary?
This year, 5th through 12th graders in the Student Podcast Challenge came in swinging with the kinds of questions adults might shy away from.
Is it possible to hate someone you once loved?
Love and Hate by high schoolers Arita Gagnon and Genevieve Shaner in Mendocino, California, ask not just what hate is, but love, too.
Love is like, okay, when you click shuffle and, like, you're like the song you're thinking about comes on. Like, love. It feels good, you know? It's like, ooh, love.
I fall in love, like, 100 times a day.
They yes. asked whether like, there was more love or hate in the world.
Okay, the media expresses all the hate in the world, but I think that the silent majority has a lot more love.
Some students in Hackensack, New Jersey, decided to interrogate that hate.
There were posts saying the gay agenda will teach my children to be trans.
There were posts about how the left is using COVID vaccines to put microchips in us.
And immigration is a problem. Sophia Shin, Matthew Suskan, and Emily Zhang discussed the alt-right pipeline on social media.
We were curious to see just how easy it is to become radicalized through this process. So we created a Facebook account with the profile of an average woman in her mid-40s.
Then they joined a few right-leaning groups on the site. Pretty soon after, they started to see results.
For instance, we saw posts waging violence against politicians like Joe Biden, threats against the LGBTQ community, and conspiracies about global politics.
But students also reported on all of the opportunities the web presents.
Ty Verdes was living the life of the quintessential starving artist. That is, until he posted a video of him singing from his car on TikTok.
Students Justin Alexander and Ben Kirsch in Scarsdale, New York, show how TikTok is the place to be if you want to achieve 21st century musical stardom.
She said, you can't fool me like that, you're gonna leave me already.
Just 1 year later, he's become one of the most popular artists on Spotify, sold out his first world tour, and now he has a signature Chipotle bowl.
And finding new music has changed as well.
You know, it's nice for me as a music consumer for, you know, music to be hand-picked by an algorithm.
It does know you really well. Like, it almost knows you better than you know yourself. And
it wasn't just TikTok success students were thinking about. Whether in the realm of family or fame, students took a hard look at what it means to meet expectations. Like, in the modeling industry.
Picture this. Everyone's fussing over you. You strut down the runway, all eyes are on you in your gorgeous outfit. Everyone glamorizes being a model. The clothes, the treatment, the excitement, the money.
You start out with a lot of debt.
Matilda Fried Levenstein from New York City dives into the realities of an industry where models are vulnerable to exploitation.
Sharon Minnendorf tells us about a traumatic time when she was traveling as a model.
I'll never forget it. A guy was sitting next to me and he started putting his hand on my lap. And it was really scary.
In Powell, Ohio, Monisha Tambe found her own success in learning language.
This is a story of a dream that has used language as a connector to bring generations together.
She interviewed her teachers at her Marathi language school.
Language is much more than just a means of communication. It is your connection to the culture. It gives you the feeling of belongingness. And many times, it gives you an identity.
Since learning Marathi, she's been able to ease her feelings of being an outsider and learn more about her family's traditions and background.
And it made me more comfortable under my own skin. I was not shy anymore to talk about our festivals in class. I was sharing the special sweets my mom made at home with my friends. Marathi school gave me the confidence to be myself.
Other students are combating misconceptions about central parts of their identity, like what you can and can't do with a disability.
Disability doesn't give or take away talent. Rather, it simply limits your opportunities.
Greta Beyer is a middle school student from New York City who uses a wheelchair, trach, and ventilator, but it doesn't stop her from dancing with two different companies.
I am not able to lift my arms up very high. So I will sometimes articulate movement through my fingers or through the rotation of my head.
Identity was the focus of middle schooler Jeremy Liu's podcast.
I'm walking down Avenue of the Americas in New York City. Someone says, "Ni hao ma?" Do they see me as Chinese or American?
Jeremy explores the history behind whether or not someone is counted as an American.
In the past, someone else defined you. But today, one's identity is much more of a personal journey based on self-determination. Though one cannot change the opinion of others, it is up to you to decide who you are.
Despite the challenges of growing up in 2022, thousands of minutes of student podcasts show that they're asking the right questions. They're facing their obstacles head on, and they're brighter, sillier, and more curious than ever before. Ada Uzunlar, NPR News.